Hey, thanks for tuning in. I'm Sharita, and this is Spaz. Hey, guys. Back with another Spaz. At this point in time, we are going to be discussing tall girls, stereotypes, judgments, and misconceptions and misperceptions and stuff like that. You guys are curious to know where this is going to go? Let's go ahead and tune in. Let's pass. What's going on, y'all? How are you guys doing? How's life? I hope all is well. Families are healthy. Things are great. We all know that things are not promised. Days are not promised. Lives are not promised. So I really hope that you guys are loving on each other, loving yourself, loving your children, your loved ones, your spouses, your partners, whatever the case may be, because things are not promised. So I definitely want to just kick it off and start off with having my respect for the 9 passengers that went down on that helicopter, you know, Kobe Bryant, Gigi Bryant, and the other people. I should have got all their names to be able to say that. I'm going to try to get that by the end of the episode when we do like a small little moment of silence. But I definitely wanted to kick that off and kind of just spread love in the most positive way. And I just really hope that everybody's loving on each other and loving yourselves and trying to live life to as full as you can, you know, in the moments and just continue to grow. But as I was saying, you guys, this episode is going to be about stereotypes, tall girls, misconceptions, misperceptions, and all the above. You know, we're just going to go into it in spaz. You know, we're going to go everywhere. We're going to touch every corner, bend every block that we need to bend. And so, as you guys know, your girl is tall. I stand at 6 foot tall. On a side note, doctors always, when I get measured at the doctor's office, they measure me at about 5'11", but I have big hair, and so I'm 6 foot. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. That's what I tell people. That's what I claim. That is what's on my ID. I'm 6 foot. My father, I believe, is a solid 6'4" to 6'5". My sister is 6'2". My mother, she's actually like visibly like shrinking because my mom, she stood at least a solid 5'9", 5'10". And now I believe my mom is like a solid 5'8", 5'9". But I come from a very, very tall family, especially on my dad's side. Actually, that's where the height comes from, is my father's side. I have cousins standing as tall as 7 feet. You know what I'm saying? We have very, very tall man and woman. Not that I know of too many tall girls, but I think the average height for a woman is about a solid 5'6" to 5'8". Or I want to say 5'6", because 5'8", you're kind of, that's when you got to start considering them tall. For me, obviously, because I'm 6 foot, I don't consider that tall. Like, I just don't, you know what I mean? But just, you know, on an average scale of where people stand. And so majority of the women in my family are pretty tall, or at least average height, I would say. But that also, you know, that goes into the first discussion, is tall women not embracing their height. Tall women being ashamed and fearful of their height, being embarrassed from being tall and stuff like that. So we're going to go ahead and get into it. Question number one was, and these are not questions that, well, they are questions that I've been asked before in the past, but these are not questions that I've gotten recently or anything like that. I'm just going to try to break it down in some type of a structure form. So I'm going to go with the common questions that I've heard throughout my life. So question number one, do you like being tall? Like, you know, and I normally get that question from women, which is really, really something. Answer is, hell yeah, I fucking love my height. I love my height. Who wouldn't love all this leg and body? Like, that's how I feel. That's how I look at it. And that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? I've never felt a way about my height, especially because growing up, like before, you know, high school and up, of course, I was here in the Valley of California, Stockton, California. But growing up, elementary, stuff like that, and in middle schools, I was in the Bay. And there's a lot of it's a lot of diversity in the Bay, period. And that goes from culture to looks, to everything, to dressing, to style, how people carry themselves. And so there's a lot of tall people in the Bay. And because that's where I came from, that was home, and my family being tall, I was always surrounded by tall people. All my friends are tall growing up and so forth. And so I never really thought about it to really sit back and introduce any type of a shame in that, like, you know, surrounding that or mentally thinking about it, whatever the case may be. As well as I was just always taught to really to love myself and to embrace who I was and everything like that. You know, long story short, even my gap, if you guys know me, you guys know that I have a gap. And I was never, my mom, when I was a little girl, quick story, she really wanted me to close my gap. And she used to always say, I don't know if I've ever talked about that on Miss Baz, but she used to always be like, you know, I just want you to close it. And what about, and I was a little girl, she would say this, like, what about when you get into high school, you're seeing pictures. I just want, your smile to be really beautiful and da 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 da. And it's funny that I think about that now. I know my mom didn't mean no harm saying, like, with her choice of words. And most people will kind of look at it and say it like that, but I'm gonna kick this to you guys, parents. Like, be really careful how you speak to your children. Thank God I was poured into enough to be as confident as I am at such an early age, so I never felt a way about that. But when I really say that out loud to think about that, like, that could have been misconstrued if I was not as confident as I was. That could have definitely, like, shot down my confidence saying that. Because pretty much, are you saying my smile is not beautiful as it is? But thank God, I just didn't think like that. And I used to look at my mama like, no, like, I don't want braces. I'm not into them. I don't like them. I love my gap. I fucking love my gap. And I have a slight overbite as well. Now, as an adult woman, I wouldn't mind closing my overbite if I really wanted to go forward with some type of a reconstruction of my mouth. But I'm not closing the gap. The gap stays, suckers. As Danny said on America's Top Model, like, on some real, like, it's my character. It's who I am. I'm afraid of how I will look without my gap, on some real. And, you know, time went by and boom, seeing pictures came out dope as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And so it is what it is. I've always had a very shy smile. So most times I do cover my smile, and it's not been, and let's get that clear. That's not because I'm ashamed of my gap. It's not that. I just think it's a natural reaction that I just naturally have. So that's a misconception right there within itself. But the point of the matter is, back to the square one, is just having confidence. And so when I'm asked that question, do you like being tall? I never really sat back then when I used to get it a lot. I never would ask. And most times it was always a fellow tall person or a girl who felt like she was too tall, or like we would be going out and you would see a girl like go out her way. They'd be like, oh my God, like finally, I'm not the only tall girl here. Or they would want to come and stand by me and my sister and pose. And because you didn't feel confident by your short friends posing in this picture hella tall. A lot of my friends are short. I think the shortest partner I got to be like 4'11 or 5 foot. Like, you know what I'm saying? My partner's average at about a solid 5'1" to like maybe like 5'6". That's like the average of my partner's. And I never felt the way with them. And I wear, until a question that goes into question number two, do you wear heels? Yes. Hell yes, I wear heels. Heels are sexy. Heels are stylish. And I'm a woman. Why wouldn't I wear heels just as proudly as any short girl who wears heels? And stand tall in my heels. And I'm not saying like, and I've never been into like those little small like church girl fucking heels. Although some of those are high fashion now. So I might have to introduce them. Actually, I have a couple of pairs in my closet that have not broke out yet. Because I need to get used to wearing them because I wear heels. You know, and so the little small short girl heels, those are actually really stylish and cute, and it's definitely in vogue. And I know that sounds crazy, but y'all don't know, I'm obsessed with fashion. I fucking love it. I love it. I would have loved and still would love to have a career doing something with clothes and touching fabrics and stuff like that. And so that is in style, but you know, just recently got introduced to fashion maybe a few years ago. And you got to know that things come and go. That's actually been kind of staying around. And so, you know, it's something I might incorporate. But for the most part, I wear the average heel that the other girls wear. And I never felt anything of it. And so when I used to be asked that, I used to always ask, like, so you don't wear heels? And it always used to kind of like low key break my heart for the people, for the women who weren't as proud and confident in their height. I remember when I was a manager at a clothing store, I used to manage Styles for Less before it went out of business. And that's a I don't know if that was across the board, but it's for sure here in the West Coast. It was here in the West Coast, should I say. And Styles for Less, that's when summer dresses and summer skirts were like a thing. That was a big deal. I mean, they're still a thing. They're never going to go out of style and fashion. They're so cute, chic, and, you know, simple. But they used to have somewhere to hit the floor on me as a tall girl. That's a big deal. Anytime a tall girl can find any piece of clothing that is tall where it literally covers her full leg, that's some dope shit. And all my tall girls can be like, yo, that's dope. And you are, you're going to get stopped like, hey, where did you get that? Because, you know, it's rare. It's really rare to see those kind of things. But and I never had a problem dressing. And so that goes into number three. Is it, oh my God, is it hard to find clothes? Yes. Yes, it is. It definitely is. But I do this. You know what I'm saying? I do this. Number one, I'm hella creative. I'm super fucking creative. And so if I really wanted to put something together or make something, I literally can. You know what I mean? And I'm hella fashion forward. I love to experiment with different looks, different things. I have my own style. If I feel like flooding today because it's a part of a certain look that I'm going to do, that's how I'm going to rock it. And that's what I'm going to do. And it's going to be really cute. Because what people fail to realize is it's not really so much about what you're rocking and stuff like that. It's how you're rocking it and how high is your head and where's your confidence when you're walking through that room. And I'm a pretty confident person. And so I'm not second guessing this outfit when I throw it on. And I think that itself puts it together. You know what I mean? And I think that if more anybody with any kind of insecurity about themselves, if you just learn how to embrace whatever flaws you have, not saying that being tall is a flaw. There is some unfortunate ways, you know what I mean? Like going on long airport rides, airplane rides and not having, like me, I ain't got money for no first class and so I don't have extra leg space. I'm really cramped. I can't really sit by the, you know, people, you know, I'm by a stranger, so I can't like turn my leg and kind of stretch out a little bit. I have to literally sit there and confine myself. And that's hard to do when you're anything above 5'10", I would say, because, you know, leg space and stuff matters. With the older I'm getting, my knees are going to start having a little bit of issues here and there because, hey, you have knee, you know, you're outgrowing, you know, you're speeding at a growth. Your growth level is so speedy that sometimes it takes a minute for your knees to catch up. So a lot of tall people are known to have like bad knees and stuff like that. And so, yeah, I'm not going to say that being tall is just all perfect, but there is no perfect or perfection. You make your perfection. You know what I'm saying? You own that shit and you just stand tall. And so I get those a lot. And then the most common thing and things that I've heard in two parts, the reason why a lot of girls don't like being tall and the most insecure question that I deem insecurity is when women are like, is it hard to find a boyfriend? And that probably is the top question that I get, the top question. And for me personally, I don't know if it's going to be understood, but for me, that's always been the most ignorant question. The reason why I say that, in my personal opinion, is just simply because I've always looked at women who ask me that. Like, that's the first thing you think about. You think about how you're going to date. We all want a companionship and we all want love and stuff like that. But then at the same time, I for sure don't wake the fuck up like, who the fuck's going to check me out today? I've never been that kind of girl. Like, ever. I never thought about what the fucking nigga finna think about me or what a guy's thinking or, oh my God, are they not gonna like me because I'm not tall? I've never thought like that. And so I think because I never introduced that thought to myself, it's never been an issue. Like, literally, it's just never been an issue for me. As I got older, I did kind of slightly minimize my standards into being open-minded to dating somebody who was slightly shorter than me. But you definitely had to have a little swag about you and be able to stand by me confidently as this tall stallion that I am. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that was a thought in the conversation at one point in time. But I don't think like that. Like, that's not a first curious thought about me. I'd rather take me finding clothes over, oh my God, can I find a man? And then God providing me with a great man who is tall. My baby's 6'8". You know what I'm saying? And so it just came. It just happens like that. And it happened when, like I said, I was changing my standard. And so, you know, it's just, you know, about being open-minded, being happy in your space and being comfortable, respecting. Okay, another thing, you know, not fearing that your babies are going to be super tall and that kids are cruel. Kids are fucking, we all know that kids are so mean. They're so cruel. My opinion when it comes to like quote unquote bullying in today's world, it's very different. And I gotta be very careful how I speak about that because, a lot of parents, for some reason, a lot of parents are so fucking sensitive nowadays. You know what I mean? 2020 just started. So I felt kind of awkward saying in 2020 because it just started. But like literally nowadays, this generation of parents, they are very, very, particular, emotional, you know, and I'm not, hey, listen, hey, shout out to the moms and dads that be out there on some emotional shit over your kid. I'm not even a mom. I don't know what that feels like or nothing like that. But you know, me and my team, the one I create them, we gonna be bosses. I am not gonna teach my babies to have their head low when somebody talking that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't come from that. There is a different approach that you gotta take with your children. My nephew Kai, my oldest nephew Kai, is very sensitive. He's very sensitive. It is his natural personality. He's very mellow, very quiet, very shy. Crazy part about it is he gets a lot. If you really know my daddy, he gets a lot of that shit from my daddy. And if my dad, one day I'm going to really sit down and have a real podcast about my parents and my experiences with them. But my dad is my dad is a boss. My dad is so cool, so friendly, so loving, doesn't play that. A real man does handle his business, you know, with himself, should I say, holds his own, you know, whatever. And so, but he's really, really sensitive. My dad is very, very quick to shut down. He always has been. And I've never liked that. You know what I mean? Because I know my father in that boss mentality. I know the powerful voice that he holds and that he has. So I never really liked that he shuts down. Like when people don't understand him or he's feeling like he's bothering somebody, like he'll immediately be like, oh, okay. Then he'll do like a lip seal on his, you know, mind you, you guys already know what's up. My parents are deaf. And so when you do like a seal to him, that's kind of like a secret. If I can explain that to you all, but he's very much like that. Feelings are hurt very, very easily. My dad's into when his emotions, you know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with that. Men, side note, men, there's nothing wrong with you guys being vulnerable and into your emotions. There's nothing wrong with you guys crying. There's nothing wrong with you guys expressing that your feelings are hurt. There's nothing wrong with you guys expressing that you guys don't understand, you don't get it, whatever. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Because at the end of the day, can't nobody ever be a man. The same way can't nobody ever be a woman. I mean, well, man or man, a woman or woman. But us women can never run it up on y'all. Y'all can never really run it up on us. When I mean run it up, I'm not talking like fighting words. I mean like there is no competition. God made two different human genders. You're either a man or you're a woman. I mean, nowadays you got everything going on with you guys, but understand this. And I mean what I say, and if you're offended, I mean, hey, I guess I apologize, and I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not even going to say, like, maybe I shouldn't say that. No, I guess I apologize, because the reality of it is God made man and woman, vagina and penis. Anything outside the box, you went on ahead and science took its course with you and you paid for that. And that's okay too. There's nothing wrong with you paying for your happiness the same way that that flat booty bitch over there got a fake ass. I mean, whatever. It's offensive to me as a black woman because that's something that we naturally have, but I mean, whatever. If that's what floats your boat to make you happy and make you healthy, I'm 100% here for it. But I'm gonna need you to be real about it. This ain't my ass, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, I paid for this. Or, you know what I'm saying? Girl, I mean, shit, I was born with a big ass dick. But, you know what I'm saying? I got this $1 million pussy. I mean, I want you to talk a certain way. But who am I to really tell you how to fucking talk? But if you talk that way, I'm fucking with you. And I'm pretty sure everybody gonna fuck with you too. But it's about confidence. And so, but back to the point, my nephew, He's very sensitive. His feelings are hurt very, very easily. The only time I see my nephew like really be like no and stern and assertive is over his brother. And I would take that any day. Cause he Kion Amir won't play with you, me, his daddy, his mom, nobody when it comes to Khalil. That ain't happening. And that's what matters to me. That's when I get to see his real strength. Other than that, you know, like, it is what it is. And so I know that my nephew's super tall. Like, he's very tall to be a four-year-old. He's going to get bullied. Like, it is what it is. But I'm also that kind of an auntie, and my sister is that kind of mom where we running down on the bitch twice, and I'm checking kids and moms. I'm not going to check, and listen, side note again, I'm not going to check a child when I'm being prepared for that mama to run it up. And I mean it. And when I say run it up on that level, I mean run it up however you please. And that goes for my sister's reaction. And however you finna run up on my sister, you better know she got a sister coming through. I mean, it's just a family thing. But I'm not, you know, but it's just, those are uncomfortable thoughts for tall people. Oh my God, like our baby's gonna be, and those are jokes. Like, I'm pretty sure when people get to see me on my boo, like, when we, you know, it's a new thing, but when me and honey stepping out, and I'm glad I can wear my heels proudly with him. I was wearing my heels proudly with shorter guys, you know what I mean? But I can wear my heels very proudly with daddy. And we're, you know, and one day if God willing, we go further, we have children, my baby will be very tall. And it's not a fear of mine. I look at that as straight beauty. Honestly, my baby better make me a millionaire, because he better, you know, that's, I'm going to get to that too. But, you know, he's going to be active. He or she will be active. But the simple fact that I've ran into tall people who are like, oh my God, like, I don't even want, I've literally ran into a tall woman, and she said that she never wanted children because she didn't want her babies to experience the life that she had, you know, because she was so bullied. And that made me feel really bad. Like, you're afraid to do what God said, to be fruitful, because you believe that society will fucking bully your child. And I'm not taking from her, you know what I mean? Because that was a sincere reaction from her. She meant that. It was heartfelt. That was a fear of hers. What I'm looking at is society is, you guys who have your tall jokes, the giraffe jokes, the how tall is it up there, that corny shit. I fucking hate that shit. Oh my God, do you ball? These jokes that like literally irritate and aggravate tall people, you don't know how they're really taking that and how they're harboring it. I'm just really grateful that I have the personality that I have, to when I'm asked, like, do you like basketball? I mean, it depends on my mood. I'm very quick to be like, no, never played, because I never played. I never had an interest in it. I didn't give a fuck. And I might even tell you that, like, no, I hate that shit. I got my teams, you know what I'm saying? I'm from Oakland. So, of course, I love the Warriors, and I respect the Lakers. It was the Lakers before. Actually, no, it was always Warriors before Lakers, but those are my teams, you know what I mean? And I respect West Coast, you know, except them bitch-ass 49ers, and they're probably going to win the Super Bowl, and so I'm going to have to hear their mouths. I mean, shout out to the Bay for that, but whatever. That there, every tall person does not play basketball. Out of my dad's three children, my sister was the only one that took a slight interest in it. And that was a conversation that my family, they're like, no, she didn't. My sister played ball for a cool little minute. She just didn't have y'all support. And, you know, if I got to go on record with that, but Mary's the only one who did play ball. I don't know if my little brother played basketball. I do know, remembering, my brother really took a liking to dance. My brother loved dancing and stuff like that. He's an active, dramatic type, but he's me and my sister, like, wrapped in one, but he was into dance. But I remember being around him a few times and people saying, oh, like, you're so tall, do you ball? And he'll be like, yeah. And I'll be looking at him like, nigga, what? You know you don't. Like, why are you saying that? Because I know you don't like basketball. You know what I'm saying? But it's the feeling of being obligated to not want to have the conversation. So it's like, yeah, so you that's how I take it. So it's like, yeah, I do. And you brush it off because you're used to it. You're expected to, you know, you're expected to say yes. But truth is, the reality of it is, you might not like basketball. You may suck at basketball. You may not be as coordinated. My case, I'm not competitive. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't fuck with sports on that kind of a level as far as playing them. I've never been a competitive person. I don't understand how people get so angry and mad and they take the real joy and the fun, the friendly competition out of it. You know what I'm saying? Because people get like really worked up. And I know that me growing up, if you was on that court talking hella shit because you're that quote unquote angry competitive person, I happen to take things really, really seriously. And so I'm trying to ask you what's up and what kind of feelings you at right now when we off the court. And so it just wasn't for me. Now with age, I wish that I at least was active in it for a scholarship. You know what I mean? Like maybe volleyball or track or something of that nature. And that's another thing. It doesn't always have to be basketball. You know what I mean? There's so many different sports out here. Like there's baseball, there's, you know, pitchers. You got to have that long, a long torso, you know, throw the ball. There is volleyball for women. And I believe, you know, men too. Volleyball for sure. I just always hear about the women. Track, you know, there's so many things. Swimming, whatever. There's so many things that people overall can do. I think what it is society, they tend, like everything else, they tend to separate things. And then they have those misconceptions of, no, you shouldn't be doing that because you're tall. Like, you know, and it doesn't work like that. Granted, I would love for my nephews to ball. You know what I mean? When I have children one day, I definitely am going to put a basketball in their hands just to see how they take to it. Because it may be a very easy sport for you. You could be like Shaq, stand in the middle of the court and just put your hands up, block that shit, get paid. You know what I mean? But the minute that my child is uncomfortable with it, they don't like it, they don't take to it, I'm not forcing it on them just because they're tall. You know, and so, but you know, that's just that aspect of it, on the sports aspect. But just the fact that people assume so many things out of you. I've even had people walk up to me and my sister before, you know, in the middle of an interview, actually. I never forget, this older man walked up to me and my sister years ago and was telling us, like, I really just love how you guys carry yourselves. And you know, he didn't mean no harm into it. You know, he was sincere and genuine about it. But what blew my mind, because I didn't understand where was it coming from. So, me, and I'm a question asker. If you guys know me, I'm just I overthink things and I'm very deep and I ask questions. And that's just how I am, and it is what it is. And that's how I understand things and that's how I learn. So, I don't mean to frustrate people when I'm doing stuff like that. That's just sincerely how I process things. And I don't process things the way you process things. So, I want to say that because people get really annoyed by that low key. But I ain't finna be changing something because that's who I am. But anywho, he goes, you guys don't like slouch when you walk. You don't. And I'm looking at him and I'm instantly like, slouch? Who? People be slouching? Like, I've never seen that. I've never done it. Me or my sister, anybody that I personally know has never slouched until fast forward years. When I was a manager at that Styles Fless I was telling you guys about, I had a girl come in and she was looking for clothes and stuff. And I was helping her shop. Oh, I used to love helping people shop. But anywho, she said that. She was like, yeah, girl, like, I used to slouch. Like, I, you know, could kind of bend it over. Like, I didn't really want, you know, that's exactly how she ended up. I think she ended up getting scoliosis it was a problem or something with her back. Ended up becoming an issue because she wasn't standing tall. My mom has always taught me and my sister to stand tall. And so that really, like, that did something to me. Like, dang, it made me really grateful for how I go about, you know, my height and, you know, my confidence and everything like that, because that shit is a struggle for people. And I really hope that people, you know, just in everyday insecurities and struggles, I want people to, you know, embrace them and do better overall. But because I'm a part of a tall girl club, you know what I'm saying? I'm for sure, when I see a fellow tall sister, I go out of my way to shout her out, let her know how beautiful she is. The same way I'm going on my way when I see a natural black sister, especially if she's young, because I know it takes some time to embrace your natural hair, the same way it takes the same time to embrace your height. I mean, that part I kind of don't fully understand, because I feel like your parents should have poured into you when you were younger and gave you that confidence and spoke that life into you and you know, advised you the benefits of it and you know, embrace it. I come across too many young girls who do not like being tall. And honestly, it's literally because they feel like it's going to be hard for them to find a boyfriend. That's like the number one main reason. And I'm just like, wow, you shouldn't even be living life circled around if you're going to be able to date or not. I know a lot of people. I mean, check out Kevin Hart and his wife. Like, she's clearly taller than him. And I always use that as an example. And it was actually one of the things that I seen that I was like, you know what? I could date a shorter guy. Not too short, because I just don't want no short man. But I could date a shorter guy if he had, you know, confidence in a certain way and he looked good with me, because it doesn't really matter. There's so many. You guys, come on now. Google. You can literally Google tall people with short guys. Tall woman dating shorter guys and celebrity, and you'll see so many different aspects. Back in the days when Sierra was dating Bow Wow. Like, there's so many. And people will laugh at that. But I had a coworker. One of my coworkers literally was like, no, I wouldn't date a taller or shorter guy. And she's also the same kind of girl that cares what other people think. Most people like that who have issues with that literally care about what people think, but will be quick to tell you that they don't care what people think. And you really do. You know, that's the sad part about it. You truly do. But because of that, you may not be reaching your full potential of happiness, because you're so concerned about what the next person is concerned, you know, thinking about your image and how you look. And this man can be the man of your dreams. He could be the man that God sent you. You know, you never know. And all because of your insecurities, your self insecurities, you're inflicting that on him. I mean, you're inflicting that on him, and he just wants to love you, all of you, your whole length, your whole torso, your whole body. That stallion. That's why I go hard for Megan Thee Stallion like the way I do, y'all. First of all, she's a natural black girl, which I'm fucking with. And she's tall and thick. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm fucking with that. And it's a beautiful thing to see, because we all know in Hollywood, you people are dumb short. Like, complete, like, so short. Very, very short. So I'm really happy. I think Meg stands at like a solid 5'10". Yeah, about 5'10", 5'11". I want to say a solid 5'10". And I love that. You know, okay, I'm going to end it on this note. And when she came out there embracing her height, right? Embracing her height and being the bad bitch that she clearly is. There was a joke in the beginning of her career, or when she, actually, I'm not going to say in the beginning, because she's been out for a cool minute. But the beginning of her peak, where she really started getting known, so many men were like, well, a stallion, that's a horse. Like, why would you want to be a horse? Da-da-da. Really, my nigga, you're probably insecure because you couldn't have that. And you couldn't get that. Because I'm not going to end it there. I'm going to end it on this one. I can't also tell you guys how many times I have been tried, like, aggressively from short men. And we all know that short men do typically have, a lot of them do struggle with little man short syndrome, whatever you call it, where they want to go and all hard, and because they're so little, they will beef up on a woman though. I don't care how tall I am still a woman. And that's the fucked up part about it. Like, that's one of the fucked up parts about being tall. Like, men will try you. I have been tried. My sister has been tried. I have had man shit. We have fought men, like, literally. And it's sad. Like, that's so sad. Like, man, you forget that I'm a woman though. You let your insecurities and you let that cloud vision come over you to where you're so insecure with yourself and you're so intimidated, and that has nothing to do with me. I am not trying to intimidate you. I did not ask for God to build me this way. I'm grateful, but I didn't ask for that. Or maybe you got a slight crush and you don't know how to go about it because you feel like you're always going to get turned down because I'm so tall. That right there is intimidation. And then you take it and you get aggressive. You start talking all kind of crazy. You treat me as a man because you're looking at it like she ain't no regular. You know what I'm saying? She a big bitch. I'm just tall. I'm still a woman. I still have the strength of a woman. You know what I mean? Like, you have a whole strength of a man. You could probably, a little dude can probably, if I allowed myself to get there, you know, to put myself in that situation, you can probably knock me the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Like, the same way that you're trying not to hit no girls, you shouldn't even be trying to run it up, like, just because I'm a tall girl, or being like, you know, just bullying, like, literally bullying. Like, I can't express how many times, like, to the point where I don't even, it's certain people now that I know that I don't even, they talk so much shit and they're so immature. And for me, they're hella insecure and they're so ignorant. I don't even pay attention to them. Like, literally, I don't even acknowledge them, like, the same way that I acknowledge them back in the days, because they crack so many fucking jokes. Everything's a joke. Everything is funny, and that's not funny. It's not funny. It's not funny to everybody. And even though I may be confident, and it may not hurt my feelings, like, that deeply and personally, but I know too many people out here that are really ashamed of their height, and they're truly embarrassed, and they lack confidence because of people like that. And I don't like that. I don't like people bullying people and being, like, just hateful and mean, all because of your own insecurities. All because of your own insecurities. And so, you know, that's really unfortunate. But, I mean, hey, that's a diary of a tall black girl. A diary of a tall girl overall, and period. But tall is in. That's exactly why heels were made, because women wanted to be tall. They wanted the height. That's exactly why fashion designers want tall, slim, beautiful girls. Now we're starting to see the tall, you know, tall, slim, thicks up in the business and in the game. But that's what that's about. And every woman out there, if you're tall, if you're a solid 5'8 and up, and you struggle with insecurities on that, on the low, you say little things like that, like, oh, I'm almost a tall one, or I don't, you know, oh my God, and da 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 da. You see anything like that, girl, embrace your height, throw them heels on, walk that strut. Remember that they are literally looking for you on those runways. New York Fashion Week and Paris Fashion Week and stuff like that, LA Fashion Week, those are tall kingdoms, you know what I'm saying? Sports, we have the most advantage in sports if that's something that you're into. Like, there is so much advantage in beauty and being tall. Embrace it. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say. Really embrace it. And just, I mean, overall, you feel me? Love yourself. Nourish yourself. But really embrace that. I mean, this is just an episode about tall girls. You feel me? Anyways, this was fast.